Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Our text for our meditation this morning is recorded for us in the Gospel of St. Luke, the 7th chapter, beginning at the 44th verse. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore, I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little." Then he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Then he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Lord, these are your words, and therefore they are the truth. We ask that you'd increase our faith through them. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, how do you respond when you receive gifts at Christmas or at your birthday? I think everyone here is an adult. You're probably all capable of earning your own money to buy the things that you need or even to buy the things that you want. So how do you respond when you get gifts from, let's say, mom at Christmas, and you open that gift and it's maybe a package of socks, or maybe it's a shirt you're probably not going to wear? You maybe say, "Thanks, you shouldn't have," right? And maybe some of us are nicer than others when we receive those things. But even if it's a greater gift than just socks or a shirt you won't wear, even then, are you really that excited about the gift? After all, if you really needed it or you really wanted it, you probably would have bought it on your own. Now, compare that to when you were a kid. Remember back to maybe that Christmas when you got that video game system and you had been asking for it for years. You opened the present and it's exactly what you wanted. It cost way more than anything you could ever save for. And how did you respond? "Thank you, thank you, thank you." Or that brand new cell phone, or maybe that dollhouse or bicycle that you wanted. You probably came to your parents and hugged them and couldn't stop thanking them and telling them that you love them. Think about that appreciation that's shown, especially in little kids. In our lesson for today, we see really a contrast of appreciation for Jesus and the gift he comes to bring, the forgiveness of sins. We see that between Simon, of course, and the woman. And Simon basically has this sort of attitude, "Meh, well, I guess I'll invite Jesus over to my house. After all, he's a pretty famous guy. It's probably good for me to do that. But I won't go out of my way to do anything else for him." But this woman, on the other hand, she's weeping and she's using her tears to wash Jesus' feet and even her hair to dry Jesus' feet as well. I mean, imagine the women with long hair today. Imagine doing that for someone else, washing their feet with your tears and wiping them with your hair. That shows quite a bit of appreciation. And of course, then anointing them with this expensive perfume as well shows her amazing appreciation for Jesus and the gift that he came to bring and give to her, the forgiveness of sins. This morning, as we take a closer look at this text, as we consider it more, we'll consider this as our theme, really, that the Christian gratitude shows. I got another question for you. Have you ever cried or had an emotional reaction to something that was done at church? Maybe it was on a Sunday where you confessed your sins with the rest of the congregation, and then the pastor declared to you the gracious forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Or maybe it was another occasion as you maybe pondered the words that were sung in the hymn about God's grace for you, or maybe when you came up to receive the Lord's Supper, Christ's true body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. Have you ever had an emotional response to that? Now, I'm not saying that you have to have an emotional response to those things in order to benefit from them, but it makes us think a little bit about how much we appreciate those gifts that God gives to us. And God doesn't demand that we have an emotional reaction to those things, but he does say that there is going to be a response of love and gratitude toward him. We think of this woman at Jesus' feet. It was obvious, really, her gratitude she had for Jesus. She wasn't crying because she was in pain. She wasn't crying because she had experienced a loss. She's crying there because she knows of her sin, but also because she knows that Jesus is the one who has come to forgive her sins. She knows out of anybody, Jesus will listen and Jesus will help. Certainly this woman knew her sin. She knew her reputation as well, that people just like Simon thought of her as a sinner, a sinful person. And we don't know exactly what that sin was. Was it prostitution? Was it adultery? Probably, very likely, would have been a sexual sin. She knows her guilt. She isn't proud of it. But she comes to Jesus knowing that Jesus can forgive that tremendous weight of guilt and burden that she has. She goes to the only one who can. She trusts that Jesus can make her whole and right with God. That's why she seeks him out, because she believes that he is such a savior. And it also explains Jesus' words. As Jesus says, "Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much." Jesus tells us what's going on in the woman's heart, and in her mind, she trusts that Jesus is her savior from sin. And we maybe wonder about that statement. As Jesus says, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. Is Jesus forgiving this woman's sins because she has shown these acts of love and kindness toward him? Well, by no means. You know, this statement of Jesus today has sometimes been compared to this statement: "It rained, for the ground is wet." Now, if somebody made that statement, you would in no way would say that the wet ground caused it to rain. Rather, it was the exact opposite. Because the ground was wet, it showed that it in fact had rained earlier that day. In a similar way, as Jesus is saying this to the woman, he says, "Her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much." He's not saying that her sins are forgiven because of her love, but rather her love is a reflection of her appreciation and gratitude for what Jesus has come to do for her. And the truth of the matter is that it wasn't just the woman who needed Jesus' forgiveness, but it was Simon too. You know, her sins might have been well known to the community, and perhaps not Simon's so much. And yet he had them. Sins of pride and arrogance and self-righteousness. But Jesus came for him too. And in fact, he also had a great amount of sins that needed to be forgiven. As the Bible tells us, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There is no one who does good. There is not even one. We all have gone astray like sheep. Each of us have turned to his own way. And yet God has revealed also these wonderful truths: that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. And while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ has forgiven all of us a tremendous debt of sin. Even if that sin maybe isn't well known to others, it is a debt that we have before God, and yet God assures us that that debt has been forgiven. And how have we responded? Have we responded as this woman did with acts of love and kindness and appreciation for all God has done for us? I think sometimes we say, well, maybe not. We maybe wonder, well, what does God think about us as he sees our own lives and as he evaluates our gratitude? Are we really that excited about the forgiveness that he has won? Do we really show our thankfulness in our words and our actions and our love for him and our love for our fellow man? Maybe there isn't much gratitude shown. We maybe wonder as well, what does God think of us? As God says, "I forgive them their sins," and yet it doesn't seem like they care, right? It's like maybe receiving that gift of socks. Thanks, but no thanks. We think about what God should do as a result. Why would God continue to forgive ungrateful people? But the truth is, he has, and he does, always. And that's amazing, right? It's as amazing as these people, as they respond to Jesus when he tells this woman her sins are forgiven, and they're blown away. How can this guy forgive sins? It's just as amazing to think about how Jesus forgives even the sins of the ungrateful, how he has forgiven our sins when we haven't shown our appreciation so often for what he has done for us, yet it is true. Think about Jesus' words from the cross, his very first word, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He was forgiving even the people that were putting him up on the cross. We think about what the scripture says, the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin, even sins of ingratitude, ways that we haven't shown our appreciation for what God has done for us in Christ. And the result, how does that make you feel? What does that lead you to do? It makes us feel good to know that even those sins, as great as they are, have been forgiven in Christ. And it leads us to want to show our love and appreciation toward him. And yet we wonder, is it still enough? Well, Jesus assures us in John chapter 15, he says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him is the one who bears much fruit." He tells us plainly, fruit flows from faith. Good works, acts of love flow from faith, period. Whether we realize it or not, they're a natural result of knowing what Christ has done for us, that he has won the forgiveness of sins, and it is ours in him. You know, despite Simon's clear ingratitude, Jesus yet loved him. He loved Simon so much that he came to his house that day because he cared about him. Even though Simon was so arrogant and so self-righteous and showed very little acts of love for Jesus, and he also loved the woman, and he also loves you and me, no matter how ungrateful or unappreciative we have been. He is our Savior, and he is a Savior that inspires gratitude in our own life, as we respond in love toward God and in love toward one another for all that he has done, to know that our great debt has been forgiven, even our debt of ingratitude has been forgiven in Christ. Amen. I invite you to please rise for prayer. Dear Lord God, we confess that we have not always shown our gratitude for our forgiveness and our love toward you and our fellow man. Forgive us even for these sins. Help us to know of your undying love for us, and may this inspire us to reflect our thankfulness in our lives. We ask that your watchful care be over staff member John Saloff, who is recovering from heart surgery, and Professor Ben Fogstead, who recently tore a carotid artery. If it is your will, heal these men, that they might continue their lives of service to you. We thank you for your care and for your forgiveness, which we have not deserved or earned. We rejoice that you are our God, and pray for these things, trusting the saving name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We sing our hymn. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.